It's Faith Radio Mornings on the Faith Radio Network. Ted Ross and PK getting your Wednesday started, and it's time to check in with our good friends John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts and authors of numerous books on parenting that are linked up at myfaithradio.com. The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, so goes the saying.
Absolutely, and this is one of the difficult things that I think is hard for our kids and maybe even for us, because there's always something that we're being marketed to that would make us happy. So we're going to talk about three reasons less is more. John and Kendra, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're talking about contentment really here, I think, with this. Don't you think it comes down to that?
Oh, it comes down to lots of things. Mm-hmm. Contentment, creativity, problem solving, lots of good things that most parents want their kids to develop, those skills, those attitudes. And it has to do with kind of how many things are in the toy box.
Yeah, and sometimes that has to do with delaying gratification, too, solving problems in a constructive way, all the things that you read about in the blog here. Let's start with the first point that you mentioned. You talk about how things cannot bring happiness. How can we communicate this to our kids?
Well, one of the ways we can communicate it is by modeling it ourselves. You know, when we're having a down day, do we go, retail therapy? That's usually not a good idea. What does bring us happiness? Is it, times we spend together and adventures, as I like to call them, or is it stuff?
Mm-hmm. And what was it like when you guys were raising your kids? Because at that point, would you just say, okay, go outside and find a stick and go play, or, you know...
What? Don't poke your eye out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, did you have challenges along the way then, too? I think it's harder now because parents have the technology stuff to deal with all the time. But what was it like in your experience?
Well, the truth of the matter was when our kids first started coming along, we couldn't afford to say, let's go buy something so that you're happier. And that was a wonderful thing that we couldn't do that.
I think it all came down with Kendra and this whole idea of stuff and how it affects kids and money. When Matthew was our first was pretty little, and he had got some money from his grandma and grandpa, $10 or $20, whatever it was. They gave him a birthday gift. And he and Kendra went shopping. And so he looked and looked and looked and looked. And finally, because that was really important, to find what he wanted for his birthday money. And he got up to the cash register and something grabbed his attention. And Kendra knew how marketers do at the cash register. They get your attention. And, mm-hmm. and he switched right at the last moment. And Kendra said to him, "Are you sure, Matthew? Are you sure you spent a lot of time looking for that other thing?" "Oh, yeah, Mom. Yeah, I am." And he no more than got out in the car and the thing broke. And he gave it back to Kendra and he said, "Mom, you take this. It makes me feel bad because it broke." And Kendra, it was all she could do. We didn't have that much money, but she probably had $10 that she wanted to run back in the car from the car and make him feel better. And she realized, as a parent should know, that's the decision that he made. And she said to him, "Well, next year, Grandma and Grandpa will probably give you another $10. And that was a huge lesson for him. And I think today, a lot of times, those kind of things happen and parents give in to not teaching their kids a lesson. Or the other thing that I think happens with stuff is an easy way for parents to show love. And so that's another thing that we have to deal with when we talk about too much stuff.
Well, and as far as creativity, we didn't say pick up a stick because they probably might have poked it in their eye. but we live on a farm, okay, mm-hmm. not everybody does, which, by the way, we just did a marriage retreat for people in the city of Chicago, and they thought it was so glamorous we lived on a farm. I thought, you ought to mow this lawn. Anyway.
They have no idea.
Really. But the kids would go outside, and they figured out what they could play together. Our youngest, who is just 4 years away from the middle child, he just told us the other day he would go out in the windbreak, which is the trees, you know, that keep the wind from blowing in. Got to kind of define some of these high-tech things. And he would pretend like he was James Bond or solving mysteries because he felt like he was all alone in this woods. Just things like that. And what did he need for that? Well, I think he might have taken one of our briefcases so that it really looked the part. But other than that, he just used his imagination. And you solve a lot of problems as adults if you've cultivated your imagination.
I think when we talk about creativity, we think back to the present a kid might get. And a lot of times a kid will have more fun with a box than they will with what's inside of it. And that's And we're talking there about creativity and how kids have fun.
Let me do a little insert here, too. I said we didn't really have very much money to spend, so it wasn't like, you know, do we go in debt for this? No, of course not. But I was raised in a household. I am the afterthought child, the built-in grandchild of a gentleman who made more than enough money, and yet they taught me the value of waiting, of delayed gratification. You know, I really want this, Mom. Well, let's see, you know, how. Well, I think maybe in a few weeks or a few months, whatever it was. And so it's not necessarily that it's a matter of, we're not buying that. It's mm-hmm. a matter of what's best for my child.
Sure, weigh it out and maybe work toward it, too. Mm-hmm. If you earn the money for that, you can get it, right?
Yeah. Right, even though you do have the funds to get it,
right.
It's much better for the kids to take ownership in it and for them to work for that money to get it. You're absolutely right, Ted.
I remember when our kids were, we had just moved into our home, which, speaking of delayed gratification, our friend dug the basement, and we started the house, and 4.5 years later, we moved in. And actually, our good friends would say, when are you guys moving into that house? And finally, I got so tired of that question, my answer became, we're teaching our children delayed gratification. That's how it worked best for us. But in the midst, so we moved in, and not really finished, but let the kids finish it someday. Anyway, at one point, I had money that I was thought, well, okay, this is going to go for carpeting. Well, but we also had an opportunity to go to a Canadian wilderness canoe trip. I was literally, it's kind of a toss-up. And I was talking to my older brother on the phone, who's very mild-mannered, and he actually started scolding me. You would even think carpeting is equal to a Canadian wilderness canoe trip with your kids? You've lost your mind. Well, when my brother yells at me, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
And we went.
So you went on the trip, right?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? They don't even remember getting carpeting. I could care less about the carpeting. And we have wonderful memories. So what did that, you know, that was, again, yeah, it cost a little bit of money, you know, about the carpeting worth, but it was a wonderful adventure. So having those times with your kids, that's what's going to be the things they remember when they're regular grown-ups.
Yeah, using that proper discernment, that's so good. Well, let's get a quick break in here. We'll come back and continue talking to John and Kendra Smiley, our guests. Check out their books, resources. Be the Parent is one of those. It's all linked up at myfaithradio.com. We'll be back in a moment. Continue to talk to John and Kendra. And if you have a comment or a question for them, you can call 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. More with John and Kendra Smiley coming up shortly.
It's 7:48. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings, and we're talking with John and Kendra Smiley this morning about reasons that less is more. And let's talk about the less part, you guys, because you're saying on your blog that this really could be a great foundational aspect of learning, and it could teach that skill to your children. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, the whole idea of solving problems. Huh, I don't have this. What can I do to accomplish what I want to accomplish? Those sorts of things. And one of the things that it's shown, this research that's been done, is that you develop more empathy because you've learned how to do without in some areas. And so when you encounter people who are doing without in one area or another, you actually have more empathy for them, not just sympathy because, I remember when I had to figure out how to make that work in my life too. So all those things, really skills that we want our kids to have. And plus, I just think it's fun when you see how kids can make do. I love it that one of the popular toys right now is duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
How fun is that? Oh, for our oldest granddaughter who just turned 7, one of the things we got her was duct tape. And she and I sat, and this is part of the key, too, with developing their creativity, is kind of be there to encourage it. We sat there, and we made a duct tape, I'm not sure what, and it was a wonderful, wonderful time together.
Right, and I think another huge thing that Les brings about is the idea that Paul tried to teach us in the Bible, and that's being content. And he said, I was content with little, and I'm content with much. And I think as parents, That's something that we need to develop in our kids. We need to teach our kids how to be content. That's huge, because when we grow up and we're adults and all of a sudden we're not content, that's very, very disturbing. And so this thing of having less helps our kids understand what's important and how to be content with not things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's huge for kids.
Yeah. Kendra, just as a side note to your duct tape story, too, you know, obviously it comes in all these different colors now, too, but then go online and there are countless crafts that you can do with kids. And Pinterest has just a plethora of ideas. So just really fun, even jewelry stuff. I mean, it's crazy. So
it is.
I love that.
Yeah, I thought duct tape was just for fixing things John broke. Give me the
yeah,
duct
right.
tape.
Yeah. That was really good. That was a shot I didn't see coming.
Yeah, right across the bow.
Well, I always said this. I married a man who with duct tape and bailing twine can fix anything. It really was a compliment, John. It really was.
There it was.
But things like that stimulate their creativity rather than, you know, something that's just a... I don't know. And it's interesting. In fact, the other thing that we watched, we were just recently down there, we watched our now 7-year-old granddaughter playing with, is a doll. Okay, well, how does that stimulate creativity? She scripts the entire thing, and her little sister is not as aggressive as she is. So she'll say, now I came in, and here's what we're going to make for lunch. And then she'll say, now you say, I want peanut butter and jelly. And so she scripts her sister too. At some point, the sister's not going to put up with that. But right now, it's fun. And again, even something simple, but you don't need 15 dolls, and you don't need all their outfits. That isn't necessarily what gets their brain going.
Mm-hmm. Well, and part of the takeaway, too, for parents, I think, is to maybe just watch what we're talking about, even if we think it's just between, you know, husband and wife. I know my wife and I have made flippant comments in the past about, oh, you know, we'll do that in our next house. And then our girls go, oh, we're moving? Like, whoa, wait, you know? And so, I mean, there's something to be said about that, too, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. There definitely is. And it's really a choice because, you know, I said we didn't have the money to spend. Well, today, it's more like, well, can we go into debt that far to get something? And so that's not a good idea. And, of course, when you talk about delayed gratification, when there's something a child, some possession a child thinks, you know, I'd like to have this, by making it delayed gratification, okay, you know, I'll put in this much and you work for the rest. It's interesting because a lot of times then by the time they may have raised a half of that money or two-thirds, they're really not interested in spending it that way because this has taken a lot of work. I'm going to get something really important here. And so you're just teaching them so many things that are going to be keys in life. You're really teaching them as you think long-term. You're teaching them to think, have a more long-term attitude toward purchasing, towards things, and especially towards attitudes and relationships. You know, gosh, developing relationships, that's a key to success.
Mm-hmm. Well, and speak as grandparents, if you would, too, for just a moment, because as a grandparent, it's pretty fun to go and buy lots of stuff for those grandkids. You love them. But you said something earlier, Kendra, you sat down and you made stuff with duct tape. I think an experience is so important, and it's more fun to give them an experience versus a thing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And sometimes those experiences can cost a little something, but
that's
the kids don't realize they do.
Right.
You know, the kids don't realize when you've taken them all to the beach that you've driven there, you've done whatever it takes. But then what does it do? Spending time with them sitting on the sand. I have a wonderfully fun story that I hope I never forget. Again, that oldest granddaughter, who is the most precocious of all of the 9 children.
Gets that from John?
Sitting, yeah, I'm sure it's from
uh-huh.
John.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and by the way, sidebar here.
Ken is taking a lot of shots.
I'm with you, brother.
Wait, I got to teach you guys something, and your listeners can pay attention now, too. When your children do something you really wish they hadn't done, here's what you say. You say, do you think that came from your father's side of the family or your mother's side? Okay, that was just a little sidebar pal. Anyway, we went to the beach, just she and I. No one else had woken up yet, and we were near a beach. And as we were sitting there and playing and, I don't know, talking, of course, and she said, you know, Grandma KK, you and I are a lot alike. And she was like 5 at the time, and I thought, this is going to be good. I said, well, how is that, Madeline? She said, well, we both like adventures, and we have really good ideas. And I thought,
fun.
There is a compliment I'm going to remember till I go to my grave or can't remember things. You know, those sorts of things. Why did that happen? Because the two of us were together. And it gave me a memory I'll never forget.
Mm-hmm.
And probably one of the best compliments I've ever gotten, and it was from a 5-year-old. Yes, spending time together, that is... Oh, in this world, that's much more valuable than a dollar bill.
Right, and we
Very
said
sweet.
when our boys were growing up that Kendra was the fun chairman around here, which she was, and to take that into grandparent parenting, it's very important that she be the fun chairman with the grandkids. And being the fun chairman, it goes so much further than buying grandkids stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. And another can I give you another side note? I'm like misinformation today, and I don't mean wrong.
No, that's
okay,
good.
Here we go.
Mrs.
Grandparents,
information.
Do not compete with the other grandparents.
Yeah, that's a good
do
point.
Do not compete. That's a contest nobody wins.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
That's good.
Good
thanks,
reminder.
You guys.
Wish we had more
so
time.
Good.
It's a great topic, but thank you both. Thank you both, and John, we'll be nicer to you next time.
Yeah. I'm
going
to have to talk to Kendra. See you guys later.
Don't you promise something for me, young man.
Okay. Thank you so much, both.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
You guys.
They have
talk
resources
to you soon.
For John and Kendra Smiley. They're linked up at myfaithradio.com. Fun day with them today. We'll be back in just 1 minute here on Faith Radio Mornings. Wrap up the show. Stay tuned.